This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Fight like it's a war if you want to have a future, if you want to live. Every single one of us, no matter what color we are, where we live, or where we came from, is being hit by a post-human globalist operation. The people carrying it out know that they're not even exempt from it, but that it's a greater goal. They believe they're going to transcend their human bodies and merge with silicon, but only after they've carried out the beautiful forced extinction of humanity. That's what they call it. Looking forward to the end of humanity, the Wall Street Journal told us. Similar headlines have festooned every major publication. For the transhumanist, it's not some brave new world where we can all be in a wild, wild west and choose how we want to be augmented or how long we want to live. It's the end of humanity itself. So remember that as the backdrop to everything else that's going to be covered today by Owen Schroyer and by David Knight. Now, there's a video that I've had posted at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We've also made the featured video at Band.video. Doctor warns COVID-19 vaccine is untested and alters your DNA. And she beautifully, in 23 minutes, she's a medical doctor, lays out everything that I've laid out and our guests have laid out and that you can go read in the literature. We're going to play 10 minutes of it or so in the last segment of this hour, but I want to encourage everybody to go get that video and to share it, because she's a well-spoken lady. She does a good job laying it out, and she's not hard on the eyes, and it's a perfect piece of video to get out to folks because she goes over every facet of this. And you really just have to understand that this is not a normal vaccine. It goes in and alters your genetic code and reprograms your cells. Doesn't teach your body how to defeat something by introducing it to it. An attenuated version. It literally reprograms you. This is the takeover. Monsanto didn't just want to take over the corn and the tomatoes and the soybeans. They wanted to take over us. This is a corporate takeover of the human life cycle. And we know the way they're engineering us doesn't make us stronger, faster, smarter. It makes us stupid and diseased, so we're stunned, so we don't resist then being forced, sterilized, and exterminated. That's what this is. And people are really starting to understand how serious the situation is. Look, I'm sorry. I know it sounded dystopic and scary when I was telling you this 26 years ago. I know when I made Endgame back in 2007, people couldn't believe it even though I had all the documentation. But that's why they've now removed it off Amazon. That's why they're blocking it everywhere. It's because it's all true in their own words. And here we are 13 years later, and they're implementing exactly what they said they would. It's like going to a play, and they give you a program, and it's got the three acts in it. We're entering the third act. And so you know what's coming next. Say Romeo and Juliet. You know what's coming next in Hamlet. You know what's coming next. Well, this is a program, an operation. We know what's coming next. Now, so much has happened. So much incredible stuff is unfolding. I'm going to cut some special reports and lay them out coming up here in the next segment. We'll go through a major news blitz of information. But again, we're all in this together. The scientific dictatorship hinges everything on incremental silent weapons for quiet wars or killing you softly. And if we just as a species wake up and understand this, we can defeat it. That's why there's the COVID lockdown. That's why there's all the race warring, turning us against each other. Because they hope while we're distracted fighting with each other, they're literally going in and attacking our red blood cells, our code, our genetics. This isn't a scientific dystopic movie. This is the real world under the eugenicists. Speaking of the eugenicists, we may have turned a corner. Planned Parenthood is starting to remove Margaret Sanger from their buildings. So in their warped, woke culture, they're finally having to look in the mirror and face who they really are. We're going to hit bottom at a certain point. Things are going to get so dystopic, no one's going to be able to deny the reality soon. But let's warn as many people as we can so that things don't get too terribly horrible before humanity finally wakes up and comes up for air. because by then it's going to be billions and billions and billions dead. All right, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're live, broadcasting worldwide. You are Paul Revere. Please share those links.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state who oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Precious life that's been lost. I pledge in their honor that we will develop a vaccine and we will defeat the virus. We're doing very well with vaccine development and therapeutic development. But I want to thank our brave doctors and nurses and frontline responders. The job they do is incredible and they are truly brave. My administration will stop at nothing to save lives and shield the vulnerable, which is so important. We've learned so much about this disease.
President Trump is playing a very, very dangerous game. I know that President Trump is a good person and wants to see America succeed, but he has some major blind spots. Time and time again, when we the people are able to educate him, he will turn around and do the right thing. So let's break down what you just heard. He had his coronavirus briefing last night after months of not having him. He sidelined Fauci. He took us out of the WHO. He exposed that it was a communist Chinese originating virus. All of that is true. All of that is good. But then his weak spot is the stock market. And he knows the Wall Street Journal and CNN and Fox News and all of them and Harper's and Moody's and all the rating agencies say that if there's a vaccine and if the public takes it, that will fix the virus, and so the stock market will go up. They're saying, we will keep you in prosperity if you take this shot. Now, how obvious is that? Any fool could read the insert of regular vaccines and know you're insane to take them. But these new DNA vaccines we'll be covering at the end of the hour are absolutely rewriting the actual cellular code of the cells. You know what that's called. It's called cancer. So when President Trump comes out and does this, I know why he's doing it. He wants to keep the stock market up. He wants hope. He wants people to have a belief in the future. He's been a great cheerleader for the country. He got a lot of jobs moved back here, a lot of factories. That's why the globalists are angry. So instead of opposing the vaccines, he wants to take control of it. If you go back 4 or 5 months ago, he repeatedly said, you should not be forced to take the vaccine. He said, it's up to you if you want to take it. And he said, old people should get it first. That's the group that are actually being affected. Well, the studies already show with these new vaccines, it really hurts young people particularly, and they're the ones that have the big autoimmune response. Just like COVID-19 in the few real cases causes an autoimmune response, and I'll get to that in a moment. But it's very, very important to understand that Trump wants to control the narrative, and so if he can't beat him, he thinks he's joining him. He did take billions of dollars away from the WHO, but he gave it into the NIH, which is the very same crew, the very same globals that set up communist China, the very same people that ran the Wuhan lab, Anthony Fauci, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins University. It's all the same group that did the lockstep drill 11 years ago, that last year did the event 201. And that's what's so frustrating about this. It's so easy to beat these people because what they've done is hidden in plain view. They weaponized the chimera coronavirus. They shipped it to Wuhan 6 years ago. They ran most of the major lab studies there on the particular viruses and were studying vaccines and studying weaponizing it. That's even mainstream news, AP, Reuters, Newsweek. So when Nancy Pelosi, we'll play a clip of her in a moment, comes out and says that this is the Donald Trump virus, that is direct communist Chinese propaganda. And that's the good thing Trump talked about in his briefing and at the other White House statements he's made in the last few days, that communist China has been behind covering this up and behind trying to manipulate domestic media. And now they've ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston to shut. They're there burning their files with big bonfires in their central courtyard. This is what happens when wars start. This is what happened just days before Pearl Harbor was attacked in the early 1940s. So, again, a lot of huge things happening. Trump understands there's a globalist combine against America. He understands the communist Chinese are the ones that are running it. And so on one hand, I'm upset about him playing this Machiavellian game with the vaccines and legitimizing them when he knows damn well Barron got really hurt by one. And when he's given speeches exposing how they're causing really bad side effects. But on the other hand, I understand he's taking control of the narrative. It's still a very dangerous game. But then I see him going head up against the communist Chinese and all the attacks he's under. And it makes me understand, why it's important to still support the president, but to oppose policies he pushes that we know are wrong. So it's not a lesser of two evils. It's just dealing with the cards we've been dealt. So here's Pelosi last night saying that this is the Donald Trump virus, literally siding with a foreign power and literally attacking our country and saying it's our fault. These people are despicable. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. They are literally globalist Chi-Com puppets.
Clearly, it is the Trump virus.
Well, what do you mean when you say the Trump virus?
The Trump virus. If he had said months ago, let's wear masks, let's socially distance instead of having rallies and political whatever they were, then more people would have followed his lead as the president of the United States.
It's the Donald Trump virus. Going back 5-6 months ago, I said they're bringing it in. They've patented it so they own it and control it. So they can bring you synthetic nanotech vaccines to counter it. This is a rollout of a whole new species, a whole new class of virus, a chimera made up of 5 different viruses. And there she is saying it's the Donald Trump virus. No, it's the deep state globalist Bill and Melinda Gates, UN, Chi-Com cooked up weapon system. And Trump, and this is central, this is beyond key, must understand he can't just blame the Chi-Coms. He has to blame Fauci and Bill Gates and politically, in a nonviolent way, decapitate them strategically, or they're going to continue to frame America and Trump and the economy and bring us down. This is the main enemy thrust, and Trump cannot play footsie with these individuals. But even if Trump doesn't do the right thing, it's up to us, the people of the world, not just America, the whole world's affected by this, to expose the Chi-Coms, the Wuhan Lab, the UN, Lockstep, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation. It is the global corporate eugenics combine that must be exposed. That's the ideology of the globalists. It's why they're establishing world government. Now let's move to some really good news. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood with the Rockefeller Foundation, again on record, solid historical fact, helped set up Nazi Germany, got the highest level awards from Adolf Hitler. He called her his teacher, along with the head of IBM, Dr. Thomas Watson. And she said, blacks aren't humans and must be exterminated and are weeds. We've got to take control of the black leaders. We've got to, quote, liberalize things, destroy the black family. And so the model that they've done to black Americans is the model for the planet. And you've seen the devastation. Margaret Sanger helped spearhead that. And now Planned Parenthood has come out at one of their most powerful arms and removed her name off of the building and the group because she's an admitted beyond Nazi. I mean, she literally birthed the Nazis, if anybody did. And that's what's so crazy. The left runs all this. The left controls all this. And they're saying you can't have black and white chess pieces. That's racist. You know, they're saying that, you know, a white lampshade in somebody's office is secretly KKK, or a noose on a pull down on a garage door is bad. But meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is there to exterminate poor people and black people particularly. And so now Planned Parenthood Clinic removes founder Margaret Sanger's name off racist legacy support of eugenics. There is overwhelming evidence that Sanger's deep belief in eugenics, says clinic's board chair. Planned Parenthood Clinic in downtown New York, one of the first to ever open, is reckoning with the racist legacy of its founder, Margaret Sanger. Sanger, this is so huge. Because, again, the very people that run the worldwide race-based control system are the left, just like it's the globalists destroying the environment, and then they control the environmental movement, you understand? You want to control what you're destroying. It's like Amber Alert. Their database is headed up by the lady that worked for Hillary Clinton who got convicted for child trafficking out of Haiti. Again, they put their key people in management positions to make sure they can carry out these operations. And so that's their Achilles heel. Every Planned Parenthood should be shut down. It was set up by the people that set up the Nazis. But again, oh, it's women's rights and oh, it's freedom and oh, it's good. No, it's about evil. We have to turn it around on them and expose them and show how they're creating a race war in America and worldwide to make us all hate each other and to make us all kill each other and to make us dysfunctional. But this is very, very exciting news. The story's on InfoWars.com. Share it with everyone you know. When we return, we will break a story that's gotten almost no attention, but it's incredibly important. Did you know that Ukraine is officially investigating Joe Biden for criminal activity with that oil company and gas company in the Ukraine? That's right. We'll cover it when we come back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never been against the Q movement per se. People ask me, Alex, do you like Anonymous? And I say, well, there are a lot of great people wearing Guy Fawkes masks that shoot videos for the internet and make great points, but there are a lot of people that make bad points. So you can't say, do you like Anonymous or not? Because it's just that, it's Anonymous. Now, I know who created Q. Two people. One was in the campaign in the White House and is still there, and another individual as a journalist, and I'll leave it at that. And I know for a fact that within a few weeks of them launching it, as a way to be able to put out stuff on Hillary Clinton and other globalists but not get sued or get hurt, it got taken away from them. And so for the last few years, some bad operators were involved, also with some good operators, and there was a fight over who controlled Q. That's why for a while, the mainstream media hyped it up. Twitter, Google, Facebook promoted it, didn't shut it down. You've noticed the last month or so I've said, I am now for Q. And that's because, talking to folks at the White House and others, they believe that it's become such a giant grassroots movement and is covering real issues most of the time now that it's become very, very effective at exposing the New World Order. And so I said, well, the tug of war, we the people, the populist movement, have understood that Q isn't just some agent putting out breadcrumbs, but it's just a way to spread info and for everybody to research, then that's a good thing. And so I've been saying, hey, I like Q more now. I just want people to understand what it really is. I don't want to hurt the people that started it. They meant well. Now, as soon as that guy tried to go into the royal mansion of the governor of Canada, the Queen of England's agent, and of course that's also where Trudeau was staying, they use that along with some of the other big developments that have been unfolding, like the Wayfarer situation, to demonize all of these innocent people that are promoting Q information. So now an actual letter out of the alphabet can be reason for you to be censored, blacklisted, or banned. Meanwhile, Twitter tells Trump that they're not blacklisting or censoring anybody, and it's supposedly breaking news that Twitter gets hacked, and in the toolbox of controls, they have the blacklisting tools right there. Veritas, Project Veritas years ago got them on tape, and they may do that. So we continue to just recycle the same news over and over again. We know we're being blacklisted. We know we're being censored, and it's wrong. And it's wrong for Q to be censored. So for all the Q folks that think everything's okay and everything's going to be all right, trust the plan, Trump is surrounded. We are surrounded. You need to get very, very active and very, very aggressive against the globalists. And since Q people started really actually doing that, you became effective. You became basically overall very successful. We're doing good work. That's why you've got to be shut down now. So think about that. 7,000 QAnon accounts banned, limits 150,000 others as part of broad crackdown. We have to develop some new name or some new system that's not banned, attach it to Q, and then use that until they ban that as well. That's why we create new URLs and things, so that as they ban things like InfoWars being spread, we're able to share the other URLs like ban.video. So I just hope the Q crowd out there now understands where I've been coming from this entire time and now sees the big picture. If you really are effective, they're going to ban you. And it's also a great way for deep state operatives to set up well-meaning people to believe they're secret agents and get them to get set up or carry out violent acts like you see so many times in history before, and you also see it in fiction in the movie Arlington Road. So I suggest that all Q supporters, who I know are good people, go watch Arlington Road and understand how you could be set up, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do is realize the enemy can pose as Q as well. Now, Owen Schroyer and David Nutter are about to take over, but I want to go to another very important report right here with 100 days out from the election. OAN is doing an amazing job. First-rate news. Notice you're not seeing this really anywhere else in the news. But the federal prosecutors in Ukraine have Biden on video admitting that he blackmailed the government to fire the federal prosecutor. This is open and shut. What they claim Trump did with Ukraine is what they themselves did. And that whole impeachment was about a smokescreen for this. So this video that's posted on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and on the OAN website and on Cloud TV needs to go viral now. It's a two-minute report. Everyone needs to see it because it's open and shut case against Biden. And it's critical that this information get out. So here is the report. And then Owen Schroyer and David Knight. We'll take over. I'm going to say this again. Remember, if you want to defeat the New World Order, they are censoring us because we're effective. I don't want to whine and complain about the censorship. If Trump isn't going to act, that's his fault. We can take action with Band.Video and with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and other sites as Google begins to censor all the other major libertarian and conservative and nationalist and populist sites. We can promote all of their URLs. Every time I have a guest on, I have to remind them to plug their actual URLs. That's how we circumvent this. Because the next phase is actually shutting the URLs themselves down, as they've been trying with us and Gab and others. So remember, you're not part of the fight. You're the central hub of the wheel. When you move, when you spread the word, when you share links, when you share the live feeds, when you share the Band.Video by word of mouth, when you thank the local station for carrying us and tell people at the grocery store about the local radio station, when you do that, it changes the world and it moves mountains. So it is beyond imperative, and it's your mission, if you choose to accept it, if you don't want to be a slave and have big tech and the Democrats and the globalists and the Chi-Coms win, you must activate Americans. That means Canadians and Brits and Germans and Chinese that want to be free and Japanese and people in Africa and people in Mexico, wherever you are, Australia, it goes on and on. All of you, you've got red blood, you're humans, you love freedom, you can override the New World Order. You can do it, but you've got to take action now. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the OAN report.
Democrat presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden finds himself in more hot water this week. Just confirmed, a Ukrainian court ordered Joe Biden to be formally listed in a criminal case. The crime? The alleged firing of Ukraine's former prosecutor general, Viktor Shokin, in exchange for dropping an investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and the company for which he was a board member, Burisma Oil. Shokin formally called for an investigation into his firing back in February of 2020, claiming the Ukrainian government at the time relieved Shokin of his post in exchange for $1 billion in loan guarantees promised by Biden, a bribe Biden himself admitted to doing.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But at the time Shokin called for this case back in February, the courts listed one of the defendants as an unnamed American, an individual widely understood to be Joe Biden, Obama's Ukraine point man. But Biden was never formally named. Now, the courts have ruled it is improper to conceal Biden's name and that there is sufficient evidence to proceed with an investigation. The ruling cannot be appealed. Another key development in this story is the release of a series of telephone conversations that has garnered major questions. Andrei Derkach, a member of parliament in Ukraine, in a press conference Tuesday, released what he says appear to be voice recordings of then-Secretary of State John Kerry, Vice President Joe Biden, and then President of Ukraine, Poroshenko, discussing the Burisma case and discussing the removal of Viktor Shokin. Neither Kerry, Biden, nor Poroshenko have affirmed the verity of these recordings. The recordings appear to have been leaked from government officials and whistleblowers, but are currently being verified. Ukrainian President Zelensky stated he anticipates more developments over the course of the summer and says the case could qualify as high treason. Candidate Biden has yet to respond to this latest development. Chanel Bian, One America News, the White House.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to lay out all of the topics I'm going to be discussing with David Knight coming up in the next hour. In the next segment, we're going to be rejoined by Alex Jones with more breaking news. But I just simply want to just lay out all these different topics we're going to discuss for you so that you know what to expect, because I really can't just delve into any single one of them or even decide which one is the biggest story. They're all kind of the biggest stories in their own way. Before I do that, Now, you may remember yesterday, well, actually Monday, I had a blue privacy pocket, a green privacy pocket, a red privacy pocket, and a black privacy pocket, all from InfoWarsStore.com, the privacy pocket to protect your cell phone privacy and to block dangerous waves from coming in and off of your cell phone. Now, today I'm down to two, and I'm looking right at the crew. Now, again, when I know a product is something that people want and something that works, something that's in demand, the crew is always after it. And so that's fine. We got another individual here that got the five-finger discount on the privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com, but now I'm down to two. So any other sticky fingers in there, you may want to act quickly because there's only two left. And this one matches my jacket today. So I may just sign this one for myself. And if you steal that, that's theft of private property. I'll have to come after you. All jokes aside, though, folks, the privacy pocket. Look, everybody knows about the spying on the cell phone. Everybody knows about the dangers of the waves, especially now with the 5G, the privacy pocket and really protection pocket, too. It's a privacy and a protection pocket, a Faraday closure. Now, here's the thing about the new privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. Most of these Faraday enclosures that we've had before and that you find otherwhere are bulky, uncomfortable. They really don't even fit in your pocket, quite frankly. Look at how thin this is. This is paper thin. So, I mean, really this fits perfectly in your back pocket. If you're like me and when you're on the go or doing whatever, I keep my phone in my back pocket normally. This fits perfectly in the back pocket. So you want to protect yourself. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be crude here, but you want to protect your reproductive parts. You don't want your cell phone baking your reproductive parts all day long sitting in that pocket right next to, your reproductive system. So this is one way to battle that. And as you can see here, you slide the phone right in like so. Boom. Close it up. And you know you are now protected from any spying, any dangerous cell phone waves, just like that. And as you can see, this is not big. This is not bulky. I mean, I could put it right here in my jacket pocket right now. Look at that. Perfect fit. Boom. And now my body is protected from dangerous waves. I'm not getting constantly pinged. And you don't have to worry about all those pesky people calling you all day long. Oh, I want to use my cell phone. Just whipped it right out. Open the case, comes right out easily. Boom. That simple. Again, look at how perfect this is, especially if you're someone that wears a jacket. You just slide it right into your jacket like so, and you're safe. Look at that. You cannot even tell that it's there. You wouldn't even think I have anything in my pocket right now. It's the privacy pocket available at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the Christmas in July sale as well. Free shipping store-wide, half off many of the top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. What is the biggest news story? I mean, I'm just going to have to go across the desk here. Alex is going to be getting more into this. I'll be getting more into this with David Knight as well. But, folks, look, it's not even debatable anymore. It's even sad that we have to have this debate because it's just a waste of time. All the different levels of hoax when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. And now how, just as we warned, it's being used to roll out and promote a new vaccine that isn't even a vaccine. This is like a lethal injection, but the big lie is, oh, it's going to protect you and everything, but no, it's going to be a lethal injection in that you're no longer human when they inject these genetically modified organisms into you and mess with your DNA, alter your DNA, alter your RNA. So we'll be getting into that with David Knight. In that same vein, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Tony Robbins. First of all, I mean, when it comes to uplifting positive humans, it doesn't get much better than Tony Robbins. But he knew what he was doing when he shared an InfoWars.com story on his Twitter account the other day. By the way, I went back and checked. This was the most engagement he's had in a tweet all week long and maybe even the whole month. I didn't go that far back. He shared a bombshell report from Adan Salazar at InfoWars.com
COVID testing scandal. 333 labs report 100% of people tested positive. And we share all the documents. We show all the 100% proof, undeniable. And then we show where they retract it because they got caught. Now, again, this isn't a Don Salazar just waking up in the morning and saying, hey, I want to write a story. No, this is a Don Salazar saying, wow, look at this. And he goes right to the lab reports. He links right to the lab reports. So it's really not, I mean, it's just, hey, we're writing stories. Hey, we're sharing information. Okay, why am I telling you this? Support Tony Robbins, A. B, I shouldn't be stunned, but you see the conditioned responses to people in this tweet who just say, oh, I'll never follow you again, Tony. How dare you tweet InfoWars? Oh, don't you know about InfoWars? Oh, you discredited yourself. All of this stuff. Never opening the link. Never looking at the story. Never looking at the facts. And it shows you the power of the propaganda media. Folks, I'm not perfect. Okay, I'm far from it. And I understand how there's going to be people out there that want to get political news and they tune into me and they think I'm a psycho. I'm a madman. Fine. I get that. I'm not offended by that. But when I'm telling the truth, when what I'm saying is real, it doesn't matter whether I'm screaming it at you or pounding on the desk or whispering into a microphone or talking like I'm on NPR. The facts are the facts. But see, these people have been so brainwashed and so conditioned, they literally ignore all facts and they totally go off of feelings and emotions. So they're told Alex Jones bad, Alex Jones the boogeyman, so I'm never going to look at anything InfoWars ever reports, even if it's true. Forget the fact that everything Alex Jones has said for 20 years continues to get vindicated. We're talking about facts. We're talking about the actual screenshots, the actual links, not our words. We're sharing the information and then writing a story about it because no one else will. And so how dare Tony Robbins share with you, which is big news, hey, they're faking coronavirus results? That's pretty huge. Meanwhile, they're collapsing the economy, saying the kids can't go back to school and putting us all in fear over it. And then they just all say, oh, I'm never listening to you again, Tony. How dare you? And all he does is just care about you and wants you to know the facts. But they've been so brainwashed. And here's the thing. They never listen to InfoWars. They never listen to Alex Jones. They don't even care to. They want to live in the swallows of hatred. They want to live in just total denial of fact that's inconvenient to them. And they want to use whatever convenient backdrop they have to do it, racism, bigotry, white, you know, all the same liberal crap. It's all an excuse for their laziness. It's all an excuse for their ignorance. And it's sad, quite frankly. Now, I really only got to one thing. I mean, there's so much huge news. Josh Hawley calling out all these American corporations for using slave labor in China. You've got the U.S. ordering a Chinese consulate shut down. Things are now being burned. Why is China hacking into Texas? A lot of stuff going on there that's not being reported. War games being practiced in the South China Sea. The attack on Kanye West. Ladies and gentlemen, they are really scared of Kanye West. And I'll explain that later as well. Alex Jones coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, cards so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
COVID-19 vaccine is untested and will alter your DNA. It's a 23-minute video. It's posted to Bandot Video. And everything she says, she's an MD doctor, is on record. It's what I've laid out. It's what Bill Gates admits on television and his own literature that this vaccine is going to do. Again, we think of a vaccine as something that's injected into our body with an attenuated or damaged version of something so our body can learn to have an autoimmune response to it and knows how to target something like it in the future. No. This is nanotech engineered synthetic DNA where the virus goes in and reprograms the cells and changes the cells at the nuclei level of the mitochondria. Mitochondrial DNA. That is at the base of all humans. This is a genetic rewrite. This is a genetic takeover. And if you look at how the globalists are lawlessly lying on every front about COVID-19 and skipping the animal trials and covering up the deaths and illnesses in the trials that's even coming out, you understand this is war. Everything else was beta testing. The globalists have thrown caution to the four winds and are at rampage warp speed moving against us. And Trump, I believe, is still a good person, but he's trying to go along with popular opinion and trying to go along with what he thinks will get the stock market up, just like he supports 5G, and it's total madness. And so I believe the American people, if Hillary was in, would not be accepting all of this. It would be a bigger rebellion. You know, maybe it's a bad thing Trump ever got elected. But I can tell you this. This is multinational UN Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with four different companies working on the DNA vaccine, as it's popularly known, as a scientific name. And again, there's other classes of them that are live viruses that go and eat parts of the brain to control your behavior so you, quote, won't be depressed or so you won't get into the drugs. I mean, this is mind control. This is science fiction. But we are in the year, 2020. So we're not in 1999 or 1974 anymore. We're not in 1962. We're not in 1850. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to air just the first 7 minutes or so, 8 minutes or so, as she introduces herself, lays out some things. So I want to encourage you all. We're going to post this to the front page of InfoWars.com. And it's the top video on band.video. And just get this and email it out and call people and send it to hospitals and nurses and warn everyone, we can override this. We can say no. This lady knocks it out of the park. It's all documented. Here's the first 7 minutes or so. Get this out if you want to live.
This is not a new topic for me. I've studied these things for, you know, 20 years at least about vaccines, so I'm very familiar with it. I'm very passionate about the information. This one will focus on the COVID-19, though. Before I begin, I must say that I do not represent any company or group. I am not getting paid or reimbursed, and the opinions stated are solely mine alone. This information is not intended to diagnose or treat any individual. If you have symptoms, please see your individual healthcare practitioner. Again, my name is Dr. Carrie Motti, or Carrie, and I'm an internal medicine physician, osteopathic trained. So I want to start this talk by saying the most important question, choice, of your life is, what does it mean to be human? This is a very important question. It's going to be very important for this vaccine that's coming up. And so let me introduce some basic facts first, and then I will give you some information about what has been going on since we've been distracted on the media, and I'll give you some of the conclusions in the end. And then as far as some of the data that I'm going to present, I will give you some references that you could look up on your own. Give me a day or two to put those on the group's album page, okay? So first of all, some information to digest. Each of us has enough DNA in our bodies that could stretch up to 10 billion miles when uncoiled. That's about 35,000 terabytes of data, which is about 35 million hours of high-definition video. So what information would this hold? The blueprint for life, how to create it, how your body functions, how it grows, how it reproduces, our thoughts and memories, just to begin with some of those. Also important to know that DNA is similar to a computer code or a binary code. So if you're familiar with those, where it takes a small change in the pattern or code and will have a very grand effect. So you can insert a genome or gene, sorry, into the genome. So you can put something extra in there. You can take something out so that it's missing one. You can translocate, meaning you take one part of the genome and put it into another area and, you know, flip-flop them. Or you can take another synthetic or from another organism, a genome, in and cut out part of the genome of the human and insert that other genome in there. When you're doing this, you are rewriting your genetic code. You are writing your software program. And how much change of that code would it take to then be considered not human? And is that ethical and legal, whether or not we know what's going on, okay? These are very important things to discuss because they're trying to roll out this technology within this year. This is also considered to be an engineered cell line or synthetic cell line or genetically modified cell line. Those are all different words that might be used. You have to understand the lingo because it can be confusing what someone's trying to talk about. An interesting point is that we cannot patent anything natural or from nature. But we can patent something that's been created, modified, or engineered. A good example is Monsanto. It can genetically modify the seeds, therefore it's created something a little different. You may see the corn or the tomato or whatever in the grocery store, and it looks the same as a wild type, but it's not. They changed something. So on the outside, it looked the same, but on the inside, it's not. So that, therefore, they control, they own those seeds. Now, if it's a wild type, one that just grows from nature, they cannot patent that. They can't own that, okay? So, you know, translate that or transpose that onto a human cell line or a human. That could potentially mean that we could be patented or human cell lines could be patented. And if it's patented, it has to have owners. So I think you might see where I'm going with this. And then what if our DNA is modified with genes from another species? Are we still human? Is this transhumanism? And then what if our DNA, our genome, is modified and thus can be patented and owned? This is not a sci-fi movie or a future event. This is right now, today. This is called recombinant DNA and recombinant RNA technology. And this is what is proposed for COVID-19 vaccine. The coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines are designed to make us into genetically modified organisms. That is the same lingo and terminology used for Monsanto seeds. Okay? So the front runners for this recombinant DNA technology are Inovio, which is backed by the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi. Also, Moderna is in there too now, but and that's also a Gates-backed foundation. I will add that this type of DNA vaccine has never been used on humans before. Let me repeat that. Please understand, this has never, ever been used on humans before. Never. They are now proposing to take something we've never used and to inject it into everyone. Vaccine trials are being fast-tracked at a level, at a rate that I have never seen in my life, nor did I ever expect to see this. They are skipping over the animal trials, going directly to human trials. They are not using good scientific methodology at all. They have no randomized placebo-controlled trials for any vaccine, which is the gold standard for any therapy to be approved by the FDA. They're not following any sound scientific protocol to make sure this is safe for us, to make sure it would work for us, to know anything about it, and they want to inject it into everybody. The vaccine manufacturers in general are actually exempt from product liability, meaning if it causes seizures, paralysis, etc., they don't, as a group, are liable, okay? They also are exempted from randomized controlled trials. They're doing this with the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're also doing this with other vaccines recently where they can just say, well, we've had the MMR vaccine before. We don't need to do that. You might have tweaked it a little bit. It's still the same thing. What kind of, you know, mindset is that? I can't believe it, because just a little change can make a big difference. Also, they're exempted from needing evidence to prove that these things will do what they say they will do. So, for instance, they just have to prove that the vaccine is producing antibodies. Okay. Just because you have antibodies does not make you immune to something. We don't know that for a fact. We don't know if it really would work out in the population of people. A real study, a good study, would show that it actually works in the population of people. They're not doing that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.